Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 24 of Sports Talk with BT and Subi, newly revamped and re-edited background. We have added our Twitter stuff in our corners. So if you want to follow us on our main accounts on Twitter, you can follow us there. Jam-packed episode, conference championships and college basketball. This is the last final 4 days of the regular season. So,
yeah,
Sunday's the last day. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We have a jam-packed episode. So we're going to do, we're going to have the fantasy draft. Yep, mock draft. I think it's pretty obvious who's number one now.
Caleb. Yeah. I think the first two are like pretty solidified.
Yeah.
I think over the past couple of weeks, over the past couple of weeks, number three is kind of like,
You know, Caleb Williams did act like a diva at the combine.
He is a diva, but he is a diva.
Like, didn't even want to. Why don't you want to go get your injuries checked out? That's a major red flag.
And that he's just like, oh, I'm just gonna interview with the teams that are gonna draft me or could draft me. Those other teams, you know.
And
I hope Buddy gets smoked in the NFL.
There's a lot of smoke here that Patriots might not go quarterback.
That's what I'm. Yeah. So
I think I'm gonna go Marvin Harrison here.
For the sake of this video, right, we've gone Jaden Daniels the past, you know, however many. I think we changed it up this week. I think we go Marvin Harrison at three and, like, maybe bank on the – maybe the Patriots trade for Justin Fields or they sign Russ or something like that.
Since the Steelers aren't interested anymore.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it. but, yeah, change it up this week, you know.
I think the Cardinals would go Malik Nabers in this spot.
Yep. I agree. I agree 100%.
But I don't know about – I think they might go for a change.
Chargers.
I think Joe Alt here.
I like Joe Alt. I also like Alou Fash. I guess Fashanu is not how you say it, but yeah, I'll go
Joel's
probably the best tackle.
He's tight end tackle one.
The tackle from Alabama, J.C. Latham, I know has been moving up some of the boards lately. But yeah, Joel just provides good protection for Justin Fields and their run game. I mean, I don't know if Austin Eckler is coming back. I think he's hitting free agency, actually.
Yes, he is. They are not franchise tagged him.
So, you know, maybe they go and sign.
Sold my fantasy season.
Maybe they go and sign one of the free agent running backs. There's a lot of good free agent running backs this year.
Shout out one of them going to the Texans, Mr. Saquon.
That's not guaranteed yet, okay?
Okay, like, it's basically guaranteed. They just can't.
Oh, it's basically guaranteed, yeah. Number six. I think they go quarterback, and I think they'll go Mr. Jaden Daniels.
There was a report coming out that they have completely given up on Daniel Jones.
Well, I mean, you look at it like this, okay? Like, they really don't have many pieces at all. Like, like all of these teams, you look at all like the top 10 teams, they all have that one good player, maybe besides, you know, the Titans, but like go up to the top, right? Go up to the, like the first pick, the second pick and all that. Like the Bears, they have lots of pieces around them. The Commanders, you know, they have good draft capital and, you know, they have Terry McLaurin and they just signed Zach Ertz today, actually. The Patriots, you know, another team that really doesn't have nothing. Cardinals, you know, they're, I think, better than where they are, like on the draft board.
They just had to deal with Kyler's injury halfway through the year.
And Chargers, you know, just had one of the most unluckiest seasons of all time.
But they got a good coach now. They're probably competing for the Super Bowl next year.
And you got the Giants, who really have nothing. And I think it's kind of funny that we're saying this. I think they're rebuilding, which is funny because, you know, they really don't have nothing, you know?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, they got Dexter Lawrence. You know, they're going to have Jaden Daniels to build around.
They traded. Oh, yeah, they have Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, but, like, other than that, like, they only have Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but Jaden Daniels, you'll have your two main pieces. You have your one main piece on defense, one main piece on offense you're building around.
Yeah, but, like, other than that, like, they're just – Their players are just average. I mean, they don't have a star-studded running back. Yeah, he's not going back to unless he gets a shit ton from them. I don't see them re-signing him. So I think And like, you have Daniel Jones, you know, he was all right a couple years ago, but he got injured. But I just think, like, if you're going into this period of, like, you're not going to be good, but you're not going to be bad, I would restart.
Yeah, because that division isn't winnable for the next, probably, I'd say, five seasons.
And, like, I feel like Jaden Daniels has a lot more upside than Daniel Jones. And he's shown a lot more in college than what Daniel Jones has in the NFL and what he did in college. So I just think you're taking a better quarterback prospect and a more boom player than you have Daniel Jones. Cause I think Jaden Daniels is like potential is way higher than Daniel. Jaden Daniels got a lot of JDs, DJs. I think Jaden Daniels' potential is a lot higher than Daniel Jones's.
All right. For the Titans, I think this really hasn't changed, and I think it will remain Olu Fashanu.
I've seen a lot of Talisa Fuaga coming up draft boards and Olu Fashanu, but like for the sake, I think Olu Fashanu is better than
Fuaga.
Fuaga is more versatile in where he can move like to different places, but like I feel like Fashanu is definitely better overall prospect, and he's only like 20 years old, BT. I like him there.
And then I think, I mean, the Falcons are going to sign Kirk Cousins. That's what it's looking like.
Yeah, I think I saw something that he like is
moving. He's moving his family. Yeah,
to Atlanta, and I think he might go
with Dunze here.
I kind of like going defense here. I Dallas Turner here.
Dallas Turner. I could see Quinion Mitchell here, who has been a riser.
Mm-hmm, definitely a riser. I just like Dallas Turner. He had an outstanding combine. And yeah. I don't think the Falcons' offense is a problem. You know, they have all the pieces. You know, they just get a quarterback. They got a quarterback to throw to Drake London, you know, Kyle Pitts. Maybe draft a wide receiver in the later rounds. Sign. There's a whole bunch of
because this is based off the combine. This could be a historic wide receiver class.
Yeah, 100%. It's very deep. Yes. I think you could find one in a later draft. Maybe you trade up in the first round.
Later in the first round.
But yeah, I think you need to focus on defense because I think your offense is one or two pieces away from being really good. And so I like Dallas Turner here. And then a wide receiver.
Yeah, here. I can see Bowers too being selected.
There has been rumors that the Steelers are big fans of Romo Dunze, and like I've considered trading up, but
I don't think the Bears would trade down for that.
I think they're gonna give Caleb Williams his star studded wide receiver alongside DJ Moore, and I think that's gonna be a good offense, assuming he lives up. And then I think right here is an obvious pick. I think you go Talisa Fuaga.
Yeah. Offensive line protect. I mean, it's the same thing we've said multiple
these times. He's very versatile.
Protect Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And then here, I'm going JJ McCarthy here.
Dude, okay, so go to the quarterbacks available. So this is an interesting spot right here. We're not doing any trades this mock, but I definitely feel like one of these next two teams, either the Vikings or Broncos, could trade up into the top 10 and draft, JJ McCarthy right after Jaden Daniels gets drafted or before,
Who do you think takes McCarthy? You think it's the Vikings or you think it's the Broncos? I'm not letting him pass the Broncos if we don't let the Vikings draft him.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know who else It really just all depends on how needed they want a quarterback, because
I can see maybe a Byron Murphy who has risen up draft boards.
Yeah, I could see him. Because I personally am not a JJ McCarthy fan.
It's not you making the picks. The GMs like him.
Yeah, it's just.
Like when an NFL GM said, if you go throw him in the LSU offense, he'll put up the same stats Jaden Daniels did.
Yeah, I saw. I'm kind of like 50-50 on that take. But the thing is, it's just like, who do the Vikings need a quarterback as badly as they need like anything else.
And it really depends. Do they want to compete now, or do they want
to? Well, here's the thing. The NFC North is going to be one of the more competitive divisions for the next 10 years.
Yeah. So
because no one saw the Packers being this good.
Because there's always, I don't know what the core. I mean, you have Quinn Ewers next year.
Mm-hmm. You have Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur. I bet he's going number one.
Yeah. I think they'll sign a quarterback out of free agency, or maybe I'm gonna assume this happens. Okay, I'm gonna assume the Cowboys trade Trey Lance to the Vikings, because I've seen a lot of trade speculations of trade to the Vikings.
Who do you think the Vikings take here? I can see Byron Murphy.
I can see Byron Murphy as well. But I could also see maybe J.C. Latham. I like J.C. Latham here. But if you think there is a better, team need, I will not be opposed to it.
I don't know enough about the Vikings, so I'll agree with you for J.C. Latham.
You'll say you do trade for Trey Lance, and you got that.
You got to protect him.
So, and then right here, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy. I told you I'm not going to let him pass, and I think I think the Broncos like him.
There's been
a lot of smoke with the Broncos liking him.
Yeah. It's just, I'm personally not a big fan of him, so it's kind of more tough for me to.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Byron Murphy.
You line him up on alongside Max Crosby.
That would be a good defensive line.
Yeah, and then Tyree Wilson wasn't. I think he was injured a lot last season, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check his.
We're both agreeing on Byron Murphy here.
The Raiders are just in like a very peculiar situation because he did play all 17 games, but they need a lot.
O'Connell, do you give O'Connell another year? Because he did.
I don't know.
He looked halfway decent.
That Chiefs game, dude, they beat the Chiefs, but they only threw for like 60 something yards.
You look like a Davis Mills out there. Just give him one more year.
I just think, I don't know what you do because they need everything, honestly. Maybe they go a defensive player, but, I think they go corner here. Maybe they take like Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell. First corner. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, I like Quinyon Mitchell here. Gives you a good CB1. And I think he's like you said, been going up the draft boards. And I think teams are going to be would take him earlier.
So for here, I think they go Fatanu for tackle.
Fatanu.
Because don't they have like cap hell and they have to release or?
But I also like Byron Murphy here, dude.
But didn't they just draft Breesy?
He's a defensive tackle, I'm pretty sure. So is
Byron Murphy, isn't he?
I think Byron Murphy played a little bit of defensive end.
I guess we can ring click on it. Let's see what that says. Eight. Okay, here you go. He lined up mainly on B gap.
Yeah, so like he was a tackle.
You really want to give up on Breesy after a bad rookie?
No.
It's tough.
Let's
go. Or maybe they go Verse here.
Jared Verse. Ooh, I do like Verse. I think, Verse be a good pick here.
Yeah, because if it's an edge rusher they want, Verse is.
And plus, Kim Jordan's not getting any younger by any means. So. Yeah.
So we'll go Jared Verse, and I think Byron Murphy goes here.
I think this would be a perfect spot for Brock Bowers.
I could see that too, but, they don't have tight end as a need here.
Yeah, but for defensive lineman, they got DeForest Buckner. And could you imagine, Anthony Richardson with a Or maybe go JPJ.
Because you do need interior offensive line.
No, I don't think they. I just like Brock Bowers here, dude. I'm going to be honest.
I could also see a trade up here for somebody trading up for Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I could too. But I just like Brock Bowers here. I think it gives Anthony Richardson like a solid second option. They just franchise tagged Michael Pittman. You may not be a big fan of that, Matt.
I wanted him to fall to the Texans.
Yeah, that's not happening. And then right here, I think, you know.
We've been Liatu Latu here.
He did pass all of his health physicals,
I think it's either Latu Latu here or Powers Johnson. They weren't.
I think they'd go Liatu Latu, honestly. He passed all of his health physicals, for one. And, you know, you keep him close to home. So, yeah.
All right.
And then here, I honestly don't like Byron Murphy all the way down here, dude. But
I mean, honestly, I don't think he goes here, but I think he'll go at the next pick. I know you don't want him to go to the Bengals, but
okay, let's go.
Dude, what if Brock Bowers actually drops to the Bengals, dude? That offense would be deadly.
Yeah. For this, I think you need to give
Terry Arnold here.
No, I think you need to give. I think you need to give Trevor Lawrence a good protection for one.
So Fatanu, or it's either JPJ or Fatanu, but it looks like, and they did just draft Anton Harrison, who played really well.
Yeah.
So I would think you would go interior offensive
line. Yeah, I like JPJ here.
That would be JPJ.
Which kind of sucks because.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think Byron Murphy goes here.
I don't like Byron Murphy at 18. I think he goes a little bit higher, personally. Yeah. But I just. Like,
I think without with hard predicting trade ups, I mean.
Yeah.
Somebody would trade up for him.
Mm-hmm. Or at here, I think.
You need everything.
Yeah, go to offensive lineman.
Best available offensive lineman.
I think, you know,
Fatanu.
Yeah, I think Fatanu would be good for
on top of the second tier.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him in the West Coast.
And then here, Cooper DeJean has met with the Steelers several times. I like the fit. Personally, I mean, I'm a Steelers fan, but like,
would he play corner or would he play safety?
He could play both, and we need both, honestly.
What would you want him playing as a Steelers fan?
So there's a lot of safeties this year in free agency, so I can see him playing corner, but the thing with him, like, if he doesn't, you know, play it nearly as good as he is capable of playing at corner, we can easily switch him to safety and he'll be a stud there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, I think they'll go. I kind of like Guyton here. No, Amaris Mims. What are you thinking here?
I think Guyton's the second person on that second tier in offensive tackles. And that's not me being biased. He had a really good combine.
Yeah.
From what I let's see, do they have first look? No. I think he 6'7". I think he weighed in at 315.
Okay.
6'7".
Yeah, I mean I'll take him here.
And I just Oklahoma offensive tackles, you can go ahead and look at the track record of what our coach develops.
Yeah, I also like Amaris Mims here too, though. So, but yeah, it's up to you.
I'm gonna go Tyler Guyton.
All right,
boomer sooner.
All right. Here, I think they go corner. Eagles go corner. I think
poor Nate Wiggins. He had such a good 40 time.
He
also weighed in light. So,
those of you who don't know, Nate Wiggins was like listed at Clemson at like 6 foot, 200 something, and yeah,
he's 6'2", 285.
He might be smaller than 6'2", honestly. Like,
yeah, I think he's gonna be dropping. And I think they go Terry Arnold here.
Yeah, I like Teron Arnold. I could also see them, you know, look at the corners available. That's fine. Arnold there is fine. I just want to see the corners available. Like, I honestly, because of like the lack of weight, like I'd honestly take, you know, those, you know, Kool-Aid and TJ Tampa over Nate Wiggins almost.
Okay.
You could maybe put Nate Wiggins at like slot corner, but
I'm stuck between two here. Peyton Wilson looks like a freak. He had a really good combine.
Yep. And he also passed all his health inspections, because that was one big thing.
But if Johnny Newton here, Jerzon Newton is here.
Yeah.
Honestly, more defensive line or tackle? Offense. Linebacker.
Your linebackers were pretty good this year, right? I mean.
Yeah, but you would always want someone else just in case. But I'm going to go Johnny Newton, Jerzon Newton.
Okay. I like that pick.
That's best available. You need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, I can see Zach Frazier here. Interior
offensive line. Up. I think, honestly, they take Amarius. I don't think Amarius falls past the Cowboys. He can go anywhere from, I think, 12 to 20, 12 to 26. I like him. Here. Oh, boy.
What's a Packers player? We need just a pack, because Packers don't draft. I would love if Cooper DeJean fell here, because that is a prototype.
Yeah. Player. I've seen a lot of that, though. And, like, that's just because the Packers have no history of drafting Iowa boys.
Tyler Newbin. I think he had a really good combine.
Yeah, he did have a good combine, and he's been rising up draft boards. Me being an Iowa State fan, and he's most drafted by the Packers too.
Yeah, I
like him here. Me being an Iowa State fan, I feel for Anthony Richardson here, but yeah, I think Newbin's a good pick right here.
Keep him close to this, and then do I think Peyton Wilson goes to the? Because it looks like Baker's going to re-sign. They re-signed Mike Evans.
Devin White's leaving, I think. A lot of the linebackers are leaving.
So do you get a younger guy? I think you do. You take Peyton Wilson here.
Maybe Zach Frazier.
Maybe, but
I'm torn up.
I think
Frazier could jump in the first.
All right.
Here, I think they go receiver. And I think this is a good spot for.
They took receiver. You want taking another receiver?
Oh, yeah, they took. Did they? Oh, they took a receiver. Yeah, they did.
Peyton Wilson here.
Yeah, I could see Peyton Wilson.
Or do you go Graham Barton?
I don't think Graham Barton's a first rounder, in my opinion. Scroll down a little bit. Yeah, I think Wilson would be a good pick. All right. So,
Brian Thomas Jr., if he's here
for okay, the okay. Yeah. For the sake of it, I think we're going to go Brian Thomas, but some breaking news is that the Bills just released all pro corner Tre'Davious White. So, like, it makes me question, you think they take a risk on Nate Wiggins? You know what I mean?
I mean, he is
he's undersized.
He's undersized, but didn't he get hurt during his 40?
I don't think so.
That's where I sent you. He said he heard something pop.
But yeah, let me search it up real quick. But yeah, a lot of big names getting released today.
Well, cap casualties.
Yeah,
one would say. It must suck not having $100 million in cap.
You're so funny, dude.
You know what? Just for that, I think we're gonna take Nate Wiggins.
Yeah, I like Nate Wiggins here, dude. I mean,
You don't really need him. I mean, it's a developmental piece. Well, I think you do
now, but
I mean, you could always sign corners. I mean,
yeah, but
all right. The Lions.
I think they go wide receiver here. I think they go like.
Lad? He had a hell of a combine. He had a hell of a combine.
Yeah, but I'm not taking him over Brian Thomas.
I didn't see Brian Thomas. My bad.
I could see them going Brian Thomas here just because he's available. So let's just do that.
Best available. Okay. Is another Texas player get drafted by the Ravens? Texas wide receiver?
Yeah, I think Adonai Mitchell goes here.
And then I think you take Graham Barton here if he's here.
No.
Don't even.
I'm not. The.
Chop Robinson. No.
Dude, I completely forgot about him. I completely forgot about him. I think he's going to go first. Honestly, I know it's going to sound biased, but like the Niners have been linked to TJ Tampa. And if he has an amazing pro day.
What if we trade this pick to the Vikings and they take Bo Nix?
Dude, no trades.
Dude, we could. We could. Just do it once. I know you're gonna
fuck it. Just do it. I mean, I just don't think Bo Nix is a first round quarterback.
I mean, but if the Vikings really need one, if they don't get,
we're putting in the scenario that they got Trey Lance.
Oh,
I'd go TJ Tampa here, and then next I think Xavier Worthy.
Talk about combine risers. Where's he at?
Buddy, you're in a 4-2-1.
Fastest receiver ever.
Yep.
Turns that doesn't necessarily work out. Look for John Ross.
Yeah. Just like if you put him, like I don't care who you are, you put a 4-2-1 in a Patrick Mahomes offense, like he could make Xavier Worthy an all pro in rookie year. And so yeah, our mock draft 3.0, right? That's our third one.
I think so. So there's news out of the NFL. I don't like it, in my opinion.
You don't like it?
18 game regular season. They're going to probably get rid of another preseason game, which.
Good.
The thing is, it's going to look like the end. Like, it already looked pretty bad at week 17 with all the injuries that pile up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing when it comes to that. So if they do indeed add another game, so they add a 18th game, they said they will add another bye week in there.
Okay, so there would be technically 19 weeks.
Yes, or 20, right?
No,
19. I think they will add another bye week.
And this one take into effect this year, right? Or
No.
So it would be next year?
It'd be a year, two, three years.
So, I mean, it's a money grab move by the NFL that you quite typically see all the time by them.
Yeah, and I'm not totally opposed to it because that'll push the season back 1 week. So we'll have Super Bowl Sunday, and then the very next day, President's Day.
Oh, that might not be bad.
Yeah.
But, like, and then that's going to push it back. That might mess with the college football playoff. That's expanding. If you saw the schedule for the playoff, college football isn't ending until the 20th of January next year.
Yeah, nothing set in stone, but, I mean, like, it very well could happen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I just hate it because you see all the players that broke the records at 16 games are going to get all their records shattered at this point.
Yeah, I do feel that. But, like, I think when you have to look at history, like the record books, you have to look at how many games played, you know. Like, yeah, let's say Pat Mahomes throws for, like, 5,500 yards or whatever.
You might even see a 6,000-yard passer.
Yeah, I mean, 18 games to do that,
that's just the one thing I hate about it. But I don't really have any other complaints other than that. So, like we said before, busy week in college basketball.
Yes, it is. Conference tournament starting next week.
Gosh, geez Louise. So we're going to go over Oklahoma's and Iowa State's week first.
Yes, sir.
Iowa State's right here. We'll just go ahead.
Big week.
All right, you played one game. You played.
Yeah, dude, this game. Let me tell you, I was so disappointed in us. Like, so
UCF's a tough place to play.
Oklahoma. Yeah, and they're like, you know, better than I thought they were.
I told you. Did you see how tall they were with the?
Yeah. Yeah, well, like our defense couldn't do, our offense couldn't do shit against them.
Oh yeah, no, our offense collapsed too. That's Oklahoma,
but. Dude. They kept slapping the fucking court, and as soon as they did that, we went on like a 10-0 run and won by 8. Like,
that's always how that works.
Yeah, and but like this is the resentlessness of our team, dude. Like we got the job done. And, like, this is a tough ass league, the best league in. Honestly, this might be like one of some of the best basketball,
best power league, and then the second best league, in my opinion, might be the A-10.
I don't know. I think you put some of these Big 12 teams in the Big 10, they'll
no A-10. That's
A-10,
second best league.
Stop.
Who's second? Mountain West or SEC?
I don't know, but I mean, it was just a gritty win. I mean, our offense has struggled, but our defense, you know, played good.
So basically, the same thing of how it was last year at the end of the season.
Yeah, except, you know, we actually like are winning and not losing. Big week ahead of us, though. We got a big game tonight. It's senior night. The Cyclones haven't won a senior night game in the Otzelberger era, and we haven't won a senior night game since 2017. So 7 years.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty nervous for this game. I'm not going to lie.
The seniors.
Yeah, we're losing 3 or 4.
Oklahoma had, I think, like 2 people.
Yeah, well, they're all like, they're all forwards, BT.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Have fun next year.
Big Rob Energy.
Arizona.
Big Rob Energy's leaving. Trey King.
Big Rob Energy's been there. Like,
Sound Ward. Curtis Jones may be leaving. I'm not sure, though. He may be coming back for a COVID year.
Milos Momkovic leaving.
No, he's staying. Anyway, but here's the thing. If Omaha stays,
transfers to Oklahoma.
No, I'm looking at it like this, okay? So I'm looking at it like this, BT. So I'm assuming he doesn't transfer, okay? We got a starting lineup, okay, of Keyshawn Gilbert.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put Taman Lipsey at the 1, Keyshawn at the 2, Milan at the 3, Omaha at the 4, and our 7-1 center, JT Rock, at the 5.
Like, well, I mean, I don't want to crush your hopes, but last time we got excited about a player coming back another season, somebody poached him with money.
Fuck that. And look what happened.
Hey.
Buddy has been ass.
Okay. Ass. Well, and then Kansas State's playing for a tournament spot, so that could be a tough game.
Like I said, it's a very tough week. I would not be surprised if we go 0-2. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
Not that it even matters anyway. I think you have that number 2 spot clinched. Basically,
I don't. I think we'll finish.
Yeah, there's there, like, even if you lose out, I think you still get.
We'll definitely finish at least a 3, in my opinion.
All right. Well, Oklahoma, 1-1.
Fucking. I mean, here's the, you guys played amazing against Houston, and BT, I would recommend you don't say what you said on Twitter, because you're kind of getting blasted on Twitter for what you said.
What do you mean?
About, like, this team is an embarrassment. Can it be?
You, okay, listen. Houston was down 3 people. I know. I saw. They don't understand. Houston was down a Jamal Shedd who had 1 leg. You can't guard a Jamal Shedd game winner when he has literally 1 leg, and that's his left
like
leg.
4 people foul out? Like, 3 and, people foul out?
Yeah, they had multiple centers foul out. Their other – Roberts, he was playing hurt with 1 hand. There is no excuse why you even – or. And it's just, you should have beat him. You were at home. They were down 3 starters. Your whole team was healthy.
Yeah.
And then
I agree that you guys should have won, but you also got to remember, this is the Big 12, and you're playing statistically the best team in the country.
Yeah.
And you're probably playing, you know, arguably the player of the year.
It was just a lot of emotions.
In my opinion, you should be.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a lot of emotions that game. Really, yeah. Us coming back from down 15, tying the game, and then the fucking Arthur, not just dive on the fucking ball. Why would you try to pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Houston, another I mean, mm-hmm. I thought we were going to lose this game. I'm going to be honest. I'll show you the scoring. Let's go play by play here. For the second half or this is the first half?
That's okay. The first half.
So 3-0, 1949. 5-0, 1918. 7-0, 1821. We make our first point at 1757. Let me just scroll down here. At the 12, let's see, TV timeout, 11:45. Scores 18-5. We put up 5 points in 9 minutes. Iowa State's offense didn't look that bad last year. Or however many years ago. I don't even remember. Stuvey knows how bad that Iowa State offense was.
Oh yeah.
I think this makes Iowa State's offense look like a top 10.
I don't know, BT. Last year was pretty awful. Do you remember the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
Dude.
We put up 15 points in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I still think.
And then we eventually, it was an offensive second. Let's see. Hold on. Let's go to the second half, which is just the funniest. So we make a 3-point jumper, then Jizzle James. Okay, here you go. One foul 3-point shot.
Two
foul 3-point shots. Three foul.
Dude. Hold okay. On, another one. Was that
four
of, like, just bad calls or just
no? Was that
Cincinnati being undisciplined and fouling the shooter?
It was actually. It was like actually.
Which Cincinnati? They're not a bad team. Like no.
I mean, they did. They what? We didn't even predict them to be in the top. I guess we're kind of close. We didn't. We thought they were going to be one of the bottom two.
Yeah, we did say that.
I mean,
we predicted Oklahoma State right though.
We did, and West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you got a tough game on Saturday though.
Yeah, but I mean, with Disu might be out. He did get hurt in that Baylor game with the knee sprain, so he might mm-hmm. be out. It'll make things a little bit easier. Don't say it's the last matchup. We're going to the SEC next
year. I know, last matchup in the Big 12, though.
I mean,
assuming y'all don't play in the
Big 12. I mean, we're projected to play in the first round of the Big 12 tournament.
Well, last regular season Big 12 game.
Yeah.
I hope y'all win.
It would be funny if we
just. You know what we always do, BT? You know what we always say? Horns down.
Hey, it would just be funny if we put on an SEC patch for that game.
Bruh. Yeah, and lose out and get sued by the Big 12. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could sue him too for some of the. All right, we're doing the bracketology next, right?
Bracketology, ladies and gentlemen. Bracketology.
Bracketology.
Dude, it's so crazy that it's
updated yesterday before
the games didn't happen.
Before Florida beat Alabama. Before
dude, no, Florida didn't beat Alabama. Florida beat the fuck out of Alabama.
Okay, I'm sorry. And then Oklahoma beat Cincinnati.
UNLV also beat San Diego State.
And then, all right, you ready?
Yep. Top four will see Purdue.
So this was before Wake Forest got beat too. So.
Yep.
First team out, St. John's, and your last team in will probably not be Wake Forest.
St. John's has been winning. If they have a run in the Big East tournament, they could.
So Drake, Iowa is the fourth team on the first four out. So Iowa's just approaching. They've been turning up at the end of the year.
Because you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
It's because they've been starting Josh Dix, and he's been averaging like 20.
Yeah.
Shout out the CB legend.
I think Iowa has a big. I think they play Illinois Sunday. That's a game to watch for Iowa. They win, they could probably be in.
Yeah.
I don't think Virginia's going to make it in. That offense is just awful.
Yeah, but they're a good defensive team. They make a run in the ACC like tournament. They could easily.
Yeah.
You know how the committee favors teams like that.
Okay. So. Oklahoma's a fucking 10 seed.
Ooh.
I would take Dayton, though. Honestly, I would play Dayton in the first round.
I don't
round.
Know. Dayton's pretty good. They have one of the best players in college basketball. Daron Holmes.
I think that's better than who we could play on the 8 or 9.
Yeah. Plus, you don't have to run into. Plus, like, the two seeds then, this year, besides maybe Marquette. Like.
I think Marquette's a really favorable matchup in the second
round. Well, yeah, and like Marquette's been dealing with some injuries. Tyler Kolek has been injured.
And then
Osa Agadobo has
been injured. And then maybe you play Baylor in the next round. You could have a sneaky Elite Eight run.
Yeah. So, like, this – okay, let's look at the Midwest, which – come on.
Okay, so I think Purdue.
put Iowa State in the Midwest.
I think I don't want to say it, but fucking Purdue would be funny if they lost. But I think Purdue.
Oh my god! I don't think they lose. I mean, we also said this last year.
I don't want to give my reasoning. I think I might predict Purdue to win the championship. Hear me out. Last time a 16 seed won against a 1 seed.
Virginia did win the next year.
They did win the national championship the next year. Texas, Mississippi State. I think I would like Texas here.
Yeah.
I would like Texas as a sneaky Elite Eight team as well.
Yeah. But
if A-Miss can get it going like he did in previous tournament runs, that seems
don't leave out Tyrese Hunter, remember?
Oh, yeah.
His freshman year at Iowa State, he was the best player on our team.
I thought we don't talk about him. Okay, Clemson. Richmond
is always a good tournament team.
They have an automatic qualifier, so they do have them winning the Atlantic 10 Conference.
Yeah, I mean, like, but you know, Richmond has always been that sneaky good 13-12 seed. So,
yeah. Kentucky, App State. Oh, that would be a prime upset pick there too.
I like Kentucky though. I think Kentucky is a dark horse.
Wisconsin down to a 6. They're just.
I'd pick South Florida here, dude.
I would honestly.
I like South Florida.
And then South Florida versus Baylor. I mean, Baylor's young, led by a freshman. You never know what you're going to get.
Hot take. Baylor could be a Final Four team.
They could be, but they also could be.
That's assuming Jacoby Walter plays like a fucking 5-star and lottery pick.
In my opinion, Baylor could also be a first-round exit.
I don't think so, dude. I think that
they'll at least make it. You're relying on freshmen that has never played in the tournament.
Yeah, but because you got Jaden Dunn, former Iowa State commit, by the way. Something Bridges, I forgot his first name. And then you got Messi, who, in my opinion, is the best freshman and best player on Baylor over Jacoby Walter. He's been playing amazing. And you've look what they've done the past couple games. They've beaten good teams. So, yeah.
All right. So then let's move to the East. We already went over all
UConn, you know.
UConn's going to win. I think Nebraska could give UConn fits.
Yeah, but Texas Tech is sneaky good.
Yeah, the problem with Nebraska, they do not play on road and neutral sides very well. They're good at home.
No, the thing with Nebraska, they're just inconsistent. They'll beat, you know, good teams, then lose to, like...
Typical Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Washington State.
Princeton, dude. Princeton, sneaky good. They could repeat last year.
Yeah, but Princeton has to win their conference. It's a tough conference with Yale and Princeton. Yale's really good.
Yale and Princeton, even though we're talking about Princeton?
I said Yale and Princeton are the two favorites.
Okay. I think you're talking like teams.
And Alabama, that could be a sneaky. I could see an Elite Eight Final Four run from Alabama.
I don't know. They just got shit on by Florida.
South Carolina. I like South Carolina. I think they would easily kill Seton Hall or Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia's defense kind of intrigues me.
I mean, you saw what happened with Virginia's defense against Duke.
Yeah.
And they got murdered.
Virginia's Ryan Dunn, their small forward, he's probably one of the better defensive players in the country.
Yeah, if that defense gets exposed, their offense isn't good enough to.
Yeah, 100%. They're like Iowa State last year.
Yeah, Kansas, Vermont.
I think Kansas.
Kansas would win, but I don't think Kansas makes it far. Gonzaga up to a 7, and Villanova in a 10.
I take Gonzaga. Villanova is, in my opinion, is a fraud.
Yeah, so Gonzaga is sneaky good. They're turning it up, getting hot at the right time.
I 100% agree. Yep.
And then, because all that matters in March is if you're the team that gets hot at the right time.
Yep.
So North Carolina, another team that potentially could win the ACC. Houston and South Dakota State, Stu.
The thing with that is, dude, the Summit League is so like competitive. I personally don't have them winning the Summit League. It's a little spoiler alert for our predictions that are coming after this. Which
I have a hot take for that too.
Northwestern or in Colorado State. That'd be a really good matchup. Depends on what Northwestern team we're getting.
Dude, this would be such a good bracket. You got Auburn, McNeese State. I could see an upset there.
Dude, you know what's funny about that? I'm pretty sure. Because Auburn's best player, I think his name's like Joni Broom. I'm going to search him up. Iowa State almost got him. Oh, he went to Morehead State. Never mind.
San Diego State and Charleston. I think Charleston could be a sneaky team. They always are in the tournament.
I don't have Charleston winning their division, so.
Utah State and Indiana State, that'd be a good matchup.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with a big game, I'm predicting.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Kareem. Don't you know? Don't you remember what I said?
Oh, white boy?
Yeah. I don't think he's white. He's more of a Hispanic.
Mixed. Yeah.
And then
Duke and Akron. Duke, I think, is going to.
Yeah, they would kill them. St. Mary's TCU.
That'd be a good game.
They do have St. Mary's receiving the automatic bid.
Uh-huh.
Not that it really matters anymore.
Yep. Tennessee and Quinnipiac.
I think Tennessee could sneak up to a one. If they can go win the SEC, they could sneak up to a one.
Oh, 100%. And then other contributing factors. Oh, dude, I see something in the left corner.
Iowa State and Omaha versus Eastern Washington.
BT, I am telling you this, okay? I might have to go see it again.
Honestly, if Oklahoma makes it, I'm going to the Oklahoma, at least the first round.
If it's in Omaha?
If Oklahoma's in Omaha, I'm going.
Yeah, I want to see. I've never been to a tournament game, have you?
Dude, no, because it's only come to Omaha. Like, it was supposed to come to Omaha the first round of 2020.
If Iowa State is playing in Omaha, I'm going to.
Live vlog. Dude! We're here in Omaha. Yeah. So Creighton and High Point. I think High Point's a sneaky good team.
They're just in a very competitive matchup.
If they can get a good three seed, like I said, maybe Baylor, maybe Kansas. I think they could beat them.
Illinois, Stanford, Grand Canyon, BYU.
That'd be a sneaky upset pick right there. And then the rest is the rest. All right. Well, we have to go look at this now. Bubble watch.
Bubble watch.
Let me see if I can get it up here. Shout out Wembanyama. All right. Teams from traditional one-bid conferences, there's 22. There's 29 locks. 31 teams available for 17 spots. There's 10 should be in and 21 with work to do. So we'll start with the ACC. Virginia, of course, you got work to do. Pitt, I think Pitt's out.
Yeah.
Unless they make a run in the ACC tournament.
Carlington, Carrington just couldn't do it for them. I'm surprised Pittsburgh isn't doing good. They didn't lose many players.
And then Wake Forest is done.
Like, they still have Blake Henson. They still have the Diaz twins. They have Carlington, Carrington.
Then Syracuse.
I don't know why Syracuse is in there.
Wake Forest, I think they killed themselves.
Yeah, they were guaranteed. They were like pretty much, you know,
guaranteed a spot after that Duke game. And
and then they lose to Notre Dame and they lose to Georgia Tech at home. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't even think if they go on a run in the ACC tournament, I still think you have to win it. I don't think they make it if they go on a run.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing with Syracuse. I think the only way they're in is if...
not a lock yet. Not a lock.
Should be in, though. Should be in.
By the slimmest margin, Oklahoma stays in the should-be-in territory after an overtime victory at home against Cincinnati. The Sooners were playing without Javion McCollum and trailed the Bearcats for 38-plus minutes in the 45-minute contest. Nevertheless, it's a win for the 20-10 projected 9 seed that owns victories over Iowa State and BYU. Porter Moser's team will close the season at Texas, where this defense will attempt to keep one very good thing going. Since he saw just 6 of 29 from beyond the arc, accentuating a trend that has seen Oklahoma's Big 12 opponents connect on just 29.9% of their threes. Texas, it should be in. Work to do is Kansas State. That is the end of the Big 12. So, Kansas State needs to win, and they need to go on a run in the Big 12 tournament. They need to win out. I don't know why they lost to Kansas this week.
They got shit on by Kansas. It's not looking good. And you know what's funny? Jerome Tang, like, what's happening, buddy?
8. So they have 9 Big 12 teams.
Yeah.
Should be in. Or blocks. All right. Work to do, Villanova. It's the same thing we've talked about.
Like I said last week, I think Seton Hall's like a sneaky team to make the tourney.
I think it's going to be Seton Hall, St. John's.
Yeah, I want St. John's to make the tournament.
Nebraska should be in. Yeah. Nothing's changed. Iowa, they moved up.
Yep.
If you beat Illinois, I think you're gonna be locked to be in.
Win a couple games in the tournament, the Big Ten tournament.
And then I think Utah and Colorado are done. I mean,
I don't know. I think Colorado can.
Colorado has the best chance. I think Utah might be done.
Yeah, but like, I don't know why. Cody Williams just hasn't been playing much. You know what I mean?
Here's the problem.
That is such a weak conference. You win a couple tournament games, it's not really going to help you. You need to go win
unless
a conference.
Unless you're Colorado, you know.
I mean, that also depends. Maybe if you beat Arizona and you beat a Washington, but, I mean,
yeah,
the only way you're playing both those if you're playing them in probably the semifinals or the finals.
Yeah.
And Tennessee. Oh, wait. Tennessee is a lock for the SEC. Alabama, Auburn, South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida. I agree with all that. Florida became a lock after yesterday. Mississippi State should be in. Yeah. I agree. I think they should. And Texas A&M just completely collapsed at the end of the year.
Yeah. I think the only way they make it is if they win the SEC tournament.
And then Florida Atlantic should be in. The argument is, if do you think South Florida should get in, even if Florida Atlantic wins the conference?
I think they do. I think they should.
I think they should too. But I mean, like they said, you have however many work to do, and you have to choose seven from them.
Well, I mean, you look at last year, right? Memphis made the tournament last year, and so did Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, I don't think
Memphis. I don't know how you leave South Florida out.
Let's see what they say. Because 23-5, South Florida's ran away with the regular season American title. Most brackets show the Bulls as an automatic qualifier, but the USF can earn an at-large bid if it loses the conference tournament. This is where the talk customarily turns to South Florida's low net ranking. Who knows? Maybe the committee members will look at their past rankings as they did with Rutgers, and it's quite similar look in the net. 2022, the committee is sovereign, as much matters. The rest of us aren't in that room. It's just the Nets.
Also, I want to shout out South Florida's head coach, Abdul Rahim, or what was it?
Amir Abdul Rahim.
Yeah, it's Kennesaw State. Remember him last year?
Yep.
Yeah, he's turned that program around. So.
And then New Mexico just fell apart at the end of the year. I don't think they're going to make it.
Yeah, so I was looking at something where it said that, like, UNLV, you know, could still do something, assuming they win. Yeah. And maybe if they win, then maybe like six teams from the Mountain West could get in.
Yeah, so I think these five are the teams that get in my opinion. I don't think UNLV can make a run.
Yeah.
Then lock, St. Mary's, Gonzaga. Gonzaga's moved up to a lock.
Yep.
And then James Madison, it's just a tough conference with App State, James Madison.
I think they should be locked. Well, I mean, they've only lost three games this year.
And then Princeton's here. That I think you have to win the Ivy League. I don't think they're going to get in. It's
just competitive. Dude, but like – I just, like, that's a case of, like, it's going to be crazy if they lose, because I feel like they are the best team by far in the Ivy League.
Yeah, I mean, and then Indiana State, you just have this whole, the Missouri Valley Conference.
Big D State, I think they control their own destiny.
You have to win your conference if you're McNeese. I mean,
shout out Will Wade. Too,
shout out Will Wade, former LSU coach.
All right. BT.
All right, we got a bit. Probably this is gonna be a long segment. We predicted each of our conference tournament winners. We will come back to this next week. It's gonna be even busier next week because we gotta do our bracket too. Wait, no, not next week.
The following week.
Yeah.
Also, I will not be live on the 17th. I will be at work, unfortunately.
Pain.
They scheduled me. So, BT, are you gonna be live though?
I will be live. Given my reactions.
Perfect.
You can always join in. You can always go on break and just go on your phone. I just have to read it to you.
Yeah.
All right. So my Atlantic 10. I guess I started with that first.
We're just going to have the back order. I mean, that's what I put it in. So
Loyola Chicago.
Dude, so I was tossed up. So I personally, like, I think Loyola could, like, could win it all. But, honestly, dude, it's just, like, the top three teams in that conference are, you know, like, good. Richmond, you got Loyola, Dayton. I have Dayton winning. But I would not be surprised if Loyola does make a run. They always seem to get hot. And, you know, they have Sister Jean with them, so.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, beat this. Next one's a pain for you.
Yeah, I lost. I chose Eastern Kentucky. They lost first fucking round. God. All right, Sue, go ahead with your Atlantic.
I actually picked Stetson. I wanted to be different.
Awesome for me.
I wanted to be different, so I just picked Stetson, you know, just because, like, I feel like Eastern Kentucky and Lipscomb were probably the two most picked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've made the tournament majority of that conference. So I was either going to pick Austin PA or Stetson. I ultimately chose Stetson.
I have a hot take for this ACC.
ACC, who did you pick?
I picked Wake Forest. I think, I mean, Hunter Salas.
It could happen.
If he goes on a run, I mean.
It could happen. It could happen, BT. It could happen. I was safe with it. And I just chose Duke. Duke's just always, you know, good in March, and they always usually make a deep run in the ACC tournament. So I picked Duke.
Okay, so for that would leave what our American East,
American East,
Vermont. Okay,
I mean they kind of run that conference, and they only lost one game this year in that
American
conference.
I chose FAU.
I chose Florida Atlantic University as well.
Okay. Big Ten, I chose Purdue.
I chose Illinois. Okay. I think it's gonna be Illinois or Purdue. The only other team I could see like making a sneaky team I was thinking about picking was Northwestern.
I have a hot take for my next one.
What's the next one? Oh, Big 12.
I have the Oklahoma City. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Give me the Texas Longhorns. I'm just kidding. Give me Houston.
I picked Baylor. I'm a big fan of Yavis Messi. And Baylor's, you know, they've played really good against good teams this year. And I just like them. I think they'll get hot and catapult themselves into possibly a 3 seed. So 3 or 4 okay. seed. So, yeah.
That leaves Big East. I chose Creighton.
I did as well. I think Creighton's playing the best basketball they've played all season.
Creighton has what it takes to make the Final Four this year, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they did last year, too. They just ran into the team that – they did?
No, did they? No, I think they lost in the Elite Eight.
They played San Diego State, though, because
the brothers
played each other. Remember Kaluma and then
San Diego State played? Okay, so that leaves Big Sky. I chose Eastern Washington.
BT, come on, BT. Be different. Big Sky, I chose Northern Colorado. The reason why I chose them, because St. Thomas. You remember St. Thomas, BT?
Yeah.
Former Loyola Chicago player. He leads them in all of their statistics except assists. But I'm a big fan of him, and I've been following them lightly this season, so I think they're going to pull it out and win.
Big South, I have High Point. Like I said, I'm really high on High Point. No pun intended.
I mean, yeah, I got High Point as well. I picked them earlier this season. Remember when I picked them? They were one of my first early college basketball locks of the week.
Yeah. So, yeah. My Big West, I chose UC San Diego.
UC San Diego. I picked UC Irvine.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was 1-2. Yep. Conference USA, I chose Sam Houston State.
I did not. I chose Louisiana Tech.
I just think Sam Houston State, they always are a team that's always in the tournament, and I think that'll show in the conference tournament.
Yeah, well, they play each other this week, so.
Coastal, give me the Drexel Dragons.
Drexel Dragons. I got Hofstra.
The Pride. You chose Pride.
Wait, that's their mascot?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I just like Hofstra. They have a former Iowa State player, Darling Stone.
I think
what is his name? Darlingstone Dubar. He's kind of revamped his career there, and they've kind of been like that. They've been like competitive in all their games. I just think they're gonna get hot and upset. I could also see just Charleston, you know, doing their thing and bringing it back again. So, what about your Horizon League, BT?
Oakland.
Oakland, really, BT? Really? I got Cleveland State. That's my hot take. They are the 7th seed in their conference.
Ivy League.
Let me finish my Horizon League take, okay?
Sorry, I don't watch the Horizon League.
Yeah, Cleveland State, dude.
Detroit Mercy. Give me.
They finished the season 1-31, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, they lost already.
Yeah. I mean, are you surprised? You know who they lost to, too? Lost yesterday. Who they lose to? They lost to
somebody.
Detroit Mercy.
Wait.
No, they lost to Milwaukee.
They lost to themselves.
Lost to themselves.
All right. So
what about your Ivy League?
Princeton.
Princeton. I have Princeton as well.
And then Mac Fairfield.
I have Quinnipiac. What the fuck? Where is Quinnipiac at? Quinnipiac.
New York.
Whenever I hear that, I think it's like a Canadian school.
And then so for the normal Mac, I have Ohio.
Ooh.
That's a hot pick. It's a number four seed.
I got Toledo.
Shout out
Matt Campbell.
Yep.
Sir.
The MAEC. I chose Norfolk State.
Yep, I did as well. I chose them another lock of the week a couple weeks ago, actually. So,
second Missouri one. Valley?
Drake. I have Drake. I'm a big fan of Tucker DeVries. I hope he transfers to Iowa State. I don't think he will.
Okay, Northeast. This might be a hot take. I have Merrimack.
Ooh,
remember Merrimack?
I do. BT, and you know what? I have Merrimack too.
Last year they got snubbed out of that tournament.
Yeah, they did.
But I mean, Fairleigh Dickinson at least made up
for
it.
Yeah.
But
they made up for it. I have Merrimack as well.
And then Ohio Valley, I have Morehead State.
Me too.
Morehead.
Yep.
Pac-12, I have Arizona.
Pac-12, I got Colorado.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I just think. They'll make a run and they'll, you know, get in the tournament. Like you were saying earlier, I think there's realistically like four teams that could win it. I think it's between Arizona, Washington State, Colorado, and Oregon. Utah is a dark horse team, but I realistically don't see them doing shit.
Yeah, Utah isn't.
You know how crazy it'd be if USC makes a run though, now with Isaiah Collier back, and they wind up winning and make the tournament as like a 14-17 team. That'd be wild.
So Patriot, I have Colgate.
I do too, the toothpaste. Yes, sir.
SEC, hot take. I got Kentucky.
SEC, hot take. I got Auburn.
Oh no, Kentucky's got it, dude.
I would not be surprised. Like I was debating either Kentucky or Auburn. I ultimately chose Auburn.
Then the SWAC, I have Grambling State.
The SWAC, I got Southern University.
Okay. Southland, I have McNeese, obviously.
I got, wait, what?
Southland or whatever they call it. McNeese State.
Oh, yeah, I have, you just skipped one, by the way.
Which one did I skip?
Southern.
Oh, Southern, I have Samford.
Southland, I have McNeese State as well.
Okay.
Summit, which is Summit
Southern,
League.
Southern, what about Southern?
Southern, I had, McNeese.
No, that's Southland.
Oh, Southern, I had Samford.
Okay. Summit League, what's mine? Mine's a hot take. A college located in Minnesota.
St. Thomas?
I'm going St. Thomas.
Guess what?
You don't tell me you did it.
I don't know if you can see it. I don't know if you can see this, but.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're reading each other's mind.
Yeah.
I can tell you we have a different Sun Belt.
Appalachian?
I have App State.
I got James Madison.
And then we have the same last two with Grand Canyon and Gonzaga.
Yep.
I'm 0-1.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's see what else is going on. I haven't checked. Is there any games going on right now?
No. All the games are tomorrow.
Damn, there's nobody. What am I supposed to do today?
Pray. I mean, there's a whole bunch of games on today.
Well, obviously, but I want conference tournaments.
Oh, yeah, there is. The Northeast Conference is tonight.
Farley Dickinson plays tonight, Stu.
OVC Championship first round is on tonight. Big South. First round.
It's a lot more entertaining to watch those games.
Yeah, honestly. I'll be watching the Iowa State game, though.
Okay. Yep. All right. Oh, shoot. I chose the Bucks. Stewie's favorite team. Wait a minute. Why did I not go? Having technical difficulties with the ESPN website.
Dude, don't even talk to me about this. This is just...
All right, so they play. They went one. They lost to Wemby.
I'm pretty sure I said we'd go 1-2 last week.
I think you predicted this in order.
Yeah.
And I called you crazy for
saying. Yeah, I did say this. I did say this exactly.
But you're not gonna win when TJ McConnell's your leading scorer. Shout out, shout out, Tyrese Halliburton for
Tyrese Halliburton played the worst game of his career. Against the what was it? I think it was the Pelicans game.
Let's look.
Bro, what are you
gonna
do this? Why do you have to do this to me, BT?
Because he sold a lot of my shit, okay? Isaiah Jackson was your leading scorer with 13. Not ideal. Oh, 0 for 7. 0 for 6 from 3. Wow, what a guy. 0 points.
Yeah. It was bad, dude.
Austin Reeves has not scored 0 points in a game since his rookie season.
You know, the only bright side of this game was Jairus Walker.
Wow, 6 points.
No, but look how many minutes. I mean, he played 27, but like he has 6 points, I think 6 assists and 7 rebounds. He almost got a
2 for 9.
Hey, Cheetah's got to shoot. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, look, your boy shot 6 times and didn't make one.
Yeah, but then, you know, we played the Spurs, and it was kind of back and forth for a little bit. But then, you know, Wemby being Wemby's is goated, and played a little bit better. Then we, you know, we lose the fucking Spurs, one of the worst teams in the league, then proceed to slap the fuck out of the
Mavs. Speaking of Dallas, I think there's something going on with Luka. I think Luka is going to win out after this offseason, in my opinion.
I don't know.
Did you see his reaction throwing the water bottle down? And
I mean, he's frustrated. I mean, would you?
I think he's gonna be leaving the Mavericks.
I don't know.
And a team to watch out for.
The Pacers. I like the Pacers. I like your take on that Pacers. Yeah.
Not Nuggets, Stu.
Nah, but a very disappointing week for the Pacers. I mean, I predicted it last week that we go 1-2.
See if we can be a little Nostradamus again.
Dude, it's a rough week. It is a brutal week this week. The first team, or we play tomorrow against the Timberwolves, who are the number 2 seed in the West. We'll probably lose to them. Yeah, I honestly think we'll go 0-3.
Yikes! They might not make the playoffs.
No, we will. You know what's crazy though? The Magic are the 4th seed.
Yeah, so much for being a top 4 seed, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, no one fucking predicted the Magic to be in top 4. I predicted them making the playoffs, at least, unlike you.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're not my level, kid. But yeah, 0-3 probably. And then after that, after this tough stretch of games, it gets a little easier. So.
Golden, Cleveland, Golden State, Lakers, Clippers, Lakers, Oklahoma City.
And you already know we'll probably lose the Pistons again.
I mean, we saw how your team plays against the Lakers. All right, so they went, 1-1, I think?
Yeah.
I think, hold on, let me go here. Yes, they went 2-1. Because they beat the Wizards in overtime. Then they clamped up on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which it's always ideal when that happens. So it looks like we're turning the page. Tough. Yeah, Stewie was complaining about a tough week. This is a fucking hard week.
Yeah.
This one won.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I mean, y'all have been playing amazing basketball.
And we're at home.
Look at the teams you've lost to. I mean, Denver.
Golden State.
Phoenix.
I mean, I really think we should you should win at least one. Yeah. I mean, you're at home. Go 2-1. You're at home.
The Lakers are playing good basketball right now. It's as simple as that. So
You're almost at the killer stretches where it's over.
Yeah.
By Atlanta 76ers. I don't know if Embiid will be back by then. Then you play.
I think he's gonna be out to the playoffs, assuming they make the playoffs, which I think they will.
I mean, I really think you should just make it pass, win at least 2 games out of these 5, and I think you'd be happy.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Because it's a really – I mean, you could go on a run. I mean, really, I could see winning Atlanta, win against Philly, win against Indiana. I mean, Milwaukee might be hard, but you win against Memphis, win against Indiana again, win against Brooklyn, win against Toronto, and then Washington. And I mean, if you can win majority of those games, he might be a guaranteed spot in the playoffs. He might be have a playoff spot clinched at that point.
Yeah.
Then it's an end of season stretch. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we got what? How many games? 5, 10, 15. 19 more games after the NBA regular season for the Lakers.
It's going to be interesting to see where both of our teams are, because Lakers are sitting at the 9th seed right now, and we're sitting at the 8th seed. So
yeah, I would love to be. We'd be probably a top 4 seed if we were in the East.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be 9th.
What? No. Okay. Whatever.
The Pacers are 35-28, and we're 8th.
Well, to be fair, you're also in an easier conference. All right, it's Stewie's, our favorite segment, Locks of the Week.
No, we have to look at our look ahead game, buddy.
What's your look ahead game?
My look ahead game of the week is for basketball. What are we doing first? NBA or?
Yeah, let's do NBA.
NBA Celtics and Nuggets tomorrow.
We're doing basketball, Sue. We're doing basketball first.
This game's pretty self-explanatory. Two of the best teams in the NBA. It's, you know, we go over each week. Jokic.
Celtics blew it last night to Dean Wade.
Yeah, and George's kneeing. Yeah.
I think it was more Dean Wade. He scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow. You know what? You know what college you went to?
Kansas State.
Yeah. They also did that without Donovan Mitchell. On the other side, Evan Mobley will be out of a couple games due to an injury, so gotta keep an eye on that. The Nuggets, I mean, Jokic is playing like MVP. I think it's between him and Shea right now. The Celtics are playing amazing basketball too. They just shit on the Warriors by like 52, so this game could go either way. I personally am gonna go with Denver because they're at home. And
like we said multiple times, their home court advantage is just, I mean, you're playing at that elevation. No teams can practice that elevation.
That's what it's going to be like for the Celtics.
I mean, yeah. So I think the Nuggets win. I agree with
you. What about you, BT? What's your look at game of the week?
Let me look. Bulls, Warriors.
Bucks, Lakers, Timberwolves, Cavs. That'll be a good one.
No, well, not with all the injuries. All right. Well, Bucks, Lakers. That would be on Friday, right?
Friday. It's Friday.
Yes, that would be Friday. Giannis is hurt, so maybe Giannis. It looks like he's supposed to play tonight. So, I mean, that's an injury to look out for. I mean, Vanderbilt could be back this week. This game, maybe. I mean, that would be ideal.
LeBron and AD are on the injury report.
I mean, they've been on the injury report.
I was thinking the same thing.
So, I think it's the important time of the season, so they're going to lock in. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis has been really impressive in playing. Like, they call him injury prone, but let's look.
Well, I told you this. I told you this. I was like, dude, Anthony Davis has been playing, like, I don't think he's missed that many games.
Played 59 of our
60-something, right?
73. So, 14 games.
73?
Wait, 63.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, he's only missed 4 games, which.
Yeah.
Not bad.
He will be an all-NBA player, so. An all-defensive player as well. So.
Defensive player of the year.
No.
Like I predicted.
3.
Okay. So I think the Lakers win here at home because the Bucks are kind of slipping apart with Doc Rivers.
What do you mean?
Acapulco gives his brother a spot instead of actual good players, and he complains about his team struggling.
BT, you say the Bucks are sleeping or slipping? They've won like 10 straight. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They've won 6. 5, but look 6, at the teams 3. I beat. Look, I mean,
Clippers. Clippers. They beat the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going Bucks. I'm going Acapulco.
Yeah, okay.
College basketball. I got Big 12 on Saturday. Number 14 Kansas versus number 1 Houston. Okay. This game, if Houston wins, I mean, I think they if they win tonight, I think they lock it up.
They lock at least a share probably.
Yeah, if they lose this game and we win out, I think we win a share of it. So, rock out, Jayhawk man. But no, this game is gonna be amazing. This the environment, you know. You got two of the best teams in the country. You know, two top 15 teams, the best team in the country in my opinion, versus a good Kansas Jayhawk team, the Jamal Sheed and what's his name, Dwayne Harris is gonna. The matchup is gonna be really good. Kevin McCullough leads the team in points. That's actually surprising. Dickinson has struggled recently, like against. Dickinson's been very lackluster in the Big 12 recently. I like Houston here, but I want the Jayhawks to win. So I'm going to go Jayhawks. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
I'm going Houston.
Fuck you.
I just think Houston's a better team.
I do too, better but team. I'm just going for the underdog.
All right. Well, mine is tonight.
Is it the UConn game?
Yep. Not you. Yeah. UConn Marquette. I think.
Is Marquette, Kolick playing?
Is no, Kolick is out.
Okay.
I think UConn wins because Kolick is out.
Yeah, I have to say so.
I too. Just don't. Marquette needs to show the committee something with how they play without Kolick because you don't know when he's coming back with his oblique, whatever that is, injury.
Is Asa Ogo. Whatever his name is playing?
I don't know. I don't know anything about.
I'll search him up. I'll keep talking.
So I just think UConn wins. UConn cements their number one seed status. I think you can, if they win, they can lock it up, basically, barring any collapse in the Big East tournament. I think UConn's the same team. It's basically really the same team they had last year that won the national
championship. Yeah, I'm more five stars, too.
Yeah. So, I just think Marquette is frauds. They're going to be the biggest frauds in March, in my opinion.
Cool, Marquette. Yeah, I can see it. They got upset last year by Michigan State. So,
crazy. Must be the coach.
Injury report. They're both. So, Osa is questionable tonight. And then. Kolick, it says mid-March. So, does that mean he's coming back in mid-March? So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But that leads us to our favorite segment of the week. Y'all know it. Y'all love it. It is... BT?
It's your turn, Stu. It's your turn.
Locks of the week. A little voice crack in there for y'all. I went 4-2 last week, beat BT once again. I have a very lengthy – this is the farthest it's been, I think, since episode five of our podcast when I was winning by 10 or so. I went 4-2, BT went 3-3. I am now 91.
Stu, you're approaching a hundo.
And 47. Hundo big and BT one. Is 78 and 60. I am approaching 100.
Hundo big ones.
If I keep it up, I'll be at 100.
Yeah, I mean, we basically weeks. Have about a month and a half left of Locks of the Week for season one.
Yep.
So unless we do baseball.
BT says he's going to get a tattoo on his ass because he lost.
No. We never agreed to that. We should have shook on
that. That was a forfeit. BT has to get a tattoo
on his ass. You can't just add a forfeit now that you're up 13.
Just get better, kid. Right?
All right.
I'll pick a good tattoo for you though. I got you.
Okay.
On your ass. All
right.
My first locks of the week for NBA got the Mavs over the Pistons on the 9th. It's the Pistons, you know. And Luka Doncic is the GOAT. I got the Heat over the Wizards on the 10th. Wizards are the worst team in the NBA. and the Heat are like playing really good. And I have to pick a new underdog because I picked the Heat as my underdog over the Thunder. So go ahead with your NBA locks.
Wait, what do you mean you have to pick a new underdog?
Because I doubled down on the Heat.
Oh, okay. My college basketball. I chose Kentucky over Vanderbilt tonight. And then I have Colorado State over Air Force on the 9th of on Saturday. Then I have part of my prediction. I have Sam Houston State upsetting Louisiana Tech tomorrow. And then for my NBA, I have the Magic over the Wizards. Then I have the Kings over the Spurs. And then I have the Heat over the Mavericks on the 7th.
All right, and then I chose the for my underdog. I picked the Spurs over the Rockets on the 12th. Yeah, Wembanyama.
Sengun's gonna put him in a body bag.
Who's the fans? And I'm so happy. And then my college basketball locks. I got McNeese State over New Orleans tonight. I got UC Irvine over Cal Poly tomorrow. And then I have Loyola Chicago over Davidson tonight. I have BT's.
This is the last week of college basketball locks.
Yep, last week of college basketball locks. Then we will switch to six NBA games.
Six NBA games.
Wow.
Dude, this is going to be bad. Our records are about to tank.
Yeah.
You better hope you won a majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are we going to do it? Just do three ups. Three upsets, three.
Or yeah, this, I don't know how else we're going to do it. We'll talk about it, but that's probably how it's going to be.
Yep.
BT has uploaded the last couple episodes. So I'll be posting tonight after he uploads this podcast.
Subscribe, rate us 5 stars.
Yep. And then, ladies and gentlemen, college basketball season is almost over.
Dude, next week is going to be a fun episode. We are doing the Big 12. Well, I guess we already know majority of it. No, because it'll be the first round, right?
Yep.
Dude, we might not be doing it. Oklahoma might be playing and they're in the podcast.
Oh, I'm going to quote what you said. Oh, just stream it and watch it at the same time.
You know what? Or we could just do it later because I think they'll be playing the 2 o'clock game.
Facts. And I don't have school next week, so I'll be home. So we can easily do it whenever next week. And then the week after that, ladies and gentlemen, we will be filling our brackets out. Shit. We will be adding.
Don't take our advice, please. Don't use our bets for advice.
Do it.
BT no, because we can't give our bracket away because the people are going to copy it if we win our group.
Ah, people are. No, I'm playing. We'll just talk about the intriguing matchups probably and who we think will go out. So,
all right. I love you guys.
Yep, thanks y'all for tuning in. This has been episode 24, our Kobe
25 what's,
podcast.
Austin Rivers episode next week.
Okay, BT.
All right, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, y'all.